With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and now talking once again with the Ipswich High School girls lacrosse coach, Allison Tivnan. And coach, welcome back to MSO. It didn't end the way you wanted to, but first of all, congratulations on a spectacular season. And then also, coach, I'm guessing by reading the account of the game, if you're Joe fan in the stands, it had to be a super game to watch.
Yeah, thank you so much, Rick, for having me and for covering our team. You know, all season long, it's been awesome chatting with you. It was a hell of a game for sure, definitely. I know a lot of fans were there and a lot of people reached out and were like, oh my God, it was such an exciting game to watch, but unfortunately didn't go the Ipswich Tiger way as we would have hoped.
Okay, we're going to talk about some of the highlights of the game and of the season, but I just want to make a comment on memories, participation in sports. You get to that level, and, you know, as the old Get Smart saying was, missed it by that much. But
yeah. But
each of your individual players, and I hope there's no one who's taking this on herself too seriously, that maybe she could have done something more or whatever, because they participated in a state championship game that was a classic. And I'm sure that the memories that the kids are going to hold on to are not the disappointment of this game, but of the highlights of this season and maybe their careers. So although it wasn't the way you wanted it to end, it's still, part of a bigger picture.
100%. And, you know, that's what we talked a lot about on the bus. And I think, as you said, there are a lot of kids who are probably taking it to heart. Goals that could have went in, saves that could have been made, good cause turnovers that could have happened, you know, could have, would have, should have type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we talked about getting to this point and all the amazing wins that we had to get to this point. You know, we had, you know, 2 overtime wins, 3 wins by 1 goal. You know, obviously our Final Four appearance was awesome. Our win in the Final Four was awesome. So really just focusing on all those amazing games and plays and, you know, moments that we had, and not even to mention all the fun moments we had outside of the lacrosse field. We did a lot of fun team bonding stuff and, you know, stuff that hopefully the girls will take with them, since the season has ended, for sure.
What have you done since the game with the kids, either after, you know, bus ride home or getting ready for the next phase, whatever that might be? I know school is out, and so you're not practicing now. So what's the agenda?
Yeah, so we, our bus ride home was tough, as you can imagine, at the beginning. But, you know, the girls were able to speak up and talk on the seniors and about our season in general. And we ended up singing some songs on the way home, which is what you want. You know, especially in girls sports, you really want them to enjoy and have a good time and all of that. So I haven't seen the girls yet. We have a clinic tomorrow. We're running a youth clinic tomorrow. So I'll get to hopefully see many of our players there. Hopefully they'll be volunteering at the clinic, and then I'm getting together with my captains tomorrow as well to kind of recap the season and work on stuff for the banquet, which will be held next Wednesday. So enough time. I know you said that from the beginning. Time will kind of heal. So I think, you know, hopefully people are in a much better space now. I think they definitely are than what we were on Sunday. And then when we get together next Wednesday for the banquet, I know that it'll be all but positive, for sure.
And the thing is, it's a single elimination tournament, and I know the kids are just saying, oh, come on, let's have a rematch.
Yeah.
I get that.
Definitely.
When you reflect on the season, Coach, and I hope the kids do too, spectacular lacrosse on the North Shore, particularly in the Cal, and also particularly on the women's side. Just a fantastic season. Newburyport, you know, winning it all in Division III, and you missing it by inches. So just a great competitive season for your kids and the whole area.
Yeah, and that's what we want. You know, we talk about that all the time, and we want to play close games, and, you know, you want the competitiveness, and to have the competitiveness in the Cal is awesome. I mean, we had 3 games against Manchester Essex, and I know you and I spoke about, so I think all of those games we spoke after, but just so close and so competitive, and then obviously Newburyport going on to win the whole thing is just outstanding for them, for the Cal, for just everything in the North Shore, for North Shore lacrosse is awesome.
I know that you are a school counselor, and you had these kids, you're at the middle school level, they're at the high school level, of course. Is there still and this is a stupid question because I know there is, there's still counseling going on in one form or another between you and your team?
I would assume so, yeah. You know, it's a little different, but, you know, I would say that the kids always know they can come to my office and, you know, talk to me about anything that kind of goes on. I think the relationships I've built with my players are super positive and super trustworthy. You know, I feel on my end and hope they feel the same way. So definitely, I mean, I know some of the kids when they're in the middle school, so I've counseled some of them or their friends. So I would say it definitely helps being a counselor with the background that I have, for sure.
Did you have some kids, some alumni who attended the playoffs?
Yeah, that was awesome. You know, I got a ton of texts, an overwhelming amount of texts and emails from former players and parents supporting us. And, you know, unfortunately, we didn't really see a lot of people on Sunday because it was a loss and, you know, people were a little upset. And my main focus was on the team that I had in front of me. But I know there were a lot of girls there supporting us, which was awesome. And there was quite a few at the Final Four as well. So it's awesome to see the alumni come out and support us.
Absolutely. Coach, if there are a couple of kids, seniors especially, that you would suggest I call for interviews, you know, sort of exit interviews before you go on to school, whatever, please let me know because we'd love to call them and talk with them. And then,
I think all four of them would be great for Rick, honestly. I think they'd all give you something different, mm-hmm. and they're all, you know, they're outstanding. That's the toughest pill for me to swallow is I really wanted the win for the seniors. They're an unbelievable special group who brought our team to, you know, a 19-2 season, which is the best that if lacrosse has ever had. So
yeah.
I think reaching out to any of them or all four of them would be awesome.
Okay, if you would clear that with them for me and send me the contact information, because we want to make sure we do this right, you know, and go through coaches and parents. But that would be awesome. Love to talk with them. And finally, Coach, what's on your agenda now for the next few weeks?
Like I said, we have our youth clinic tomorrow and then banquet on Wednesday. And then I'm coaching summer lacrosse with Kat at Newburyport.
Okay.
Lacrosse Club. So I'll be doing that Tuesdays and Thursdays. So a never-ending lacrosse.
Oh, that's spectacular. All right. This has been great. I love meeting you guys. It's been spectacular. We'll do it again. In the meantime, stay safe and have a wonderful summer.
Thank you so much, Rick. I really appreciate it.
Me too. Thanks, Allison. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Right, bye-bye. That's Allison Tivnan, who is the Ipswich High School girls lacrosse coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.